It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. A majority of seniors at more than 100 high schools in Wisconsin did not fill out the free application for federal student aid form, or FAFSA, in the last application cycle. That means lots of Wisconsin students are potentially leaving money on the table when it comes to paying for college. Our guest has crunched the numbers on school districts throughout the state to find out which ones have the best FAFSA completion rates and discusses some of the reasons why some districts might be falling behind. Are you a student or recent high school graduate who filled out a FAFSA form? What were the challenges, and are you glad you did it? Parents, what about you? What hurdles did you face in helping your child with the form? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. His recent piece there explores why many high school seniors in Wisconsin aren't filling out FAFSA forms. Keegan, good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.
What made you look into this?
Well, the FAFSA is often part of the college funding discussion, and we've been working on a series of articles about college costs and the rising debts that students are paying. And so we wanted to take a closer look at how Wisconsin is doing at completing the FAFSA as part of a national push in recent years to improve completion rates.
So for some of us, it's been a while since we've had to deal with the free application for federal student aid form, or FAFSA. I think I still have nightmares about it, but can you remind us what it entails?
Sure. It's very similar to completing your taxes in a way. You need to know your income level. You need to sometimes have documentation to prove your residence. And there are lots of questions that you need to answer that can possibly qualify you for financial aid. Completing it can give you not only federal student aid, so discounted loans or grants, it can also open doors to state grants and college aid programs, as well as individual university college aid programs. There's a lot that can be done through the form.
And generally, is this an easy or difficult form to fill out?
The federal government says that it takes up to an hour to complete, but that can depend a lot on what documents you have already available. So some of the documents that you need, like past tax forms or proof of residence, can be tedious to come by and can slow down the process.
Your investigation found that a majority of seniors at more than 100 high schools in Wisconsin did not complete a FAFSA form in the last application cycle. What do you see as the largest implications of that finding?
Well, there have been past studies by UW-Madison researchers that show schools that have low rates of FAFSA completions tend to be schools with a higher number of low-income families. And that's really alarming because it could mean that many families that would qualify for college financial aid and are eligible for it are not receiving it because they aren't applying for it. The other thing that's alarming about this UW-Madison study is that many high schools that have low FAFSA completion rates also tend to have fewer numbers of counselors. So families are receiving less help to answer their questions about how to complete the form and make sure that they're getting the money that they're eligible for.
And before we continue, I need to ask this. Is this a form that can be filled out online, or do we still have to do the paper version?
You can do paper. There's also now even a mobile app that you can do it on your phone to complete the FAFSA. This has been part of the federal government's push to make it a lot easier, because it's for a long time people have complained about the FAFSA and how difficult it is.
Yeah, it was many pages long, and I always thought that the estimate of taking an hour to fill it out was optimistic, but that was probably just me. We're talking with Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. Are you a student, a recent high school graduate, or a parent who's filled out a FAFSA form? What did you find to be the challenges? Are you glad you did it? Did you have enough information about FAFSA to understand what you were doing, and Did your school district give you any help with the process? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Maybe you tried and gave up because it was too hard. Let us know about that. Tell us your story, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. And we do have a caller. Lita is with us in Eau Claire. Lita, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I had actually filled out the FAFSA form for my daughter. It was extremely complicated. Like you said, you still have nightmares. And my disappointment hearing this morning that there are so many people who did not fill it out. She was awarded very little as far as federal student loans. There is no way she could have paid for tuition, room and board without my help. So that's my concern. If there's so many people who didn't fill it out, why wasn't she awarded more federal student loans?
Lita, thanks for the question. That's a great question. So if fewer people are filling out the loans or the paperwork and we're saying that people are leaving money on the table, where does it go? Does it go to people who did fill it out? How does that work, Keegan?
It can depend. The federal government, their programs usually depend on your income level. So if you qualify, you can get financial aid. There are some state and institutional programs that are a little different where it's based on how many people apply to financial aid that can weigh on the maximum or minimum dollar amount that you can receive. So it can vary a little bit from the type of financial aid program that you're applying to. But the most common state program that uses the FAFSA to apply for, students can receive thousands of dollars in grants, you know, money that they don't have to pay back to help with their college financial aid or to help pay for college through the financial aid program.
Let's take a call next from Jess, who joins us from Appleton. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Hi, I was just calling just to say that it's a very simple process. I am a student myself. I'm in my mid-30s, and I found it very simple to fill out. It's actually my second time because I got my associate's and I'm going for my bachelor's. And I did not come from a high-income family. I come from a very low-income family. And the process was, for me, it was less than 30 minutes. You just got to have some of your information, such as tax information and your living situation, and that's really it.
Jess, thanks for that call. Keegan, how common is Jess's experience?
Yeah, I think that fits in with the federal government's estimate that it can take less than an hour. It also, like he said, depends on what documents you have kind of already at your disposal. So if you are already familiar with your tax situation, then it can be a lot easier to fill out because a big part of it is estimating your income level.
And Jess is old enough not to need to put in any of his parents' information, which, you know, for most high schoolers, if mom and dad have actually owned property, that's an issue. There are other things that make it less complicated if you really are on your own. Wouldn't that be true?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think one of the challenges for getting a lot of high schoolers to complete it is that, you know, you need your parents' help versus an adult who's kind of filling it out mm-hmm. themselves. So that's always something that counselors are working on, is encouraging parents to work with their students, or they're encouraging students to work with their parents to fill out the form.
Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. His recent piece there explores why many high school seniors in Wisconsin aren't filling out FAFSA forms. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation and find out how Wisconsin compares with the rest of the country in this area. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Why aren't Wisconsin high school students who plan on continuing their education after high school filling out their financial aid paperwork? That's the question we're asking today on the Morning Show. Parents, what about you? What hurdles did you face helping your child with the FAFSA form? Did you have enough information about FAFSA to understand what you were doing? And how did your school district help or maybe not help with the process? And I'm wondering if your child was planning on applying to a specific college or university, if they offered you any help at all. Did you try and give up? If so, why? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. His recent piece there explores why many high school seniors in Wisconsin aren't filling out FAFSA forms. Let's go back to the phones as we start this segment and hear from Mary in Beloit. Mary, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. I find this a very interesting subject as I've been filling out the FAFSA form for a while, and I have more than one child in college, and one of the things that I found is if you don't fill that form out exactly with the exact same numbers each time for each successive student, it kicks the form out, and you have to try and figure out what you did differently. And it gets to be very frustrating. And that's one of those times that it's not just you, John. It's a lot of people trying to figure out exactly which number they put in back. You know, if you transpose a couple numbers, you know, you have to start all over again, and it's just really difficult in that regard. So I've learned that I just take and every number I write down, or every number I put in, I write down the question number and the answer I gave, just to make sure that I'm duplicating everything exactly. And that was my big frustration.
Hey, Mary, you were filling the form out online, I take it then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Keegan. What about Mary's point that the electronic form itself isn't always as user friendly as it might be?
Yeah, that sounds like a great argument for doing it in paper instead, or using her method of, you know, kind of double checking your work as you go along. That sounds like a really great approach. There have been concerns about the electronic system not working well, so it's concerning to hear that still being an issue, but it's something that is definitely on the radar and is something that people are watching.
Yeah, there are a lot of electronic forms. You go to fill them out, whether it's for a credit card or anything else. You make one mistake, and it doesn't save any of the information you just put in. It takes you right back to the start, and that can be a little frustrating. Mary, thanks for that call. How does Wisconsin stack up, Keegan, to the rest of the nation when it comes to the percentage of students filling out FAFSA applications?
Yeah, so about half of the state's high school seniors typically complete the form each year, which is a little below national averages, but in the bottom half of the states in the country. It's also quite below the leading states like Tennessee and Louisiana. In Louisiana, the nation's top state, about 77% of high school seniors are completing the form annually.
Now, Louisiana, I'm glad you brought that up, because they passed a law that it's kind of a requirement now for high school students to fill out these FAFSA applications, isn't it?
Right. It was their state kind of educational board passed a policy that made it a condition of high school graduation. Every high school senior must complete a financial aid form, either the federal form or a state form, or they must obtain a waiver in order to graduate.
Okay. Let's take another call. Emma joins us now from Green Bay. Emma, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You go ahead.
I filled this out last night and finished at 9:30. And I've done it before. I agree with exactly what the previous caller said, that you need to have everything exactly like you've done it before, or you can't get through the application, and there's no one to talk to. There is literally, if you can potentially get a chat with somebody, but they don't really answer the question that you give them. So my other point is that if you read the information prior about what your expectations are when you're going to potentially get a loan, specifically the government-sponsored ones, you're basically already aware that you have on the average, around $5,500. And it's kind of a little bit incrementally increased after that if you have multiple students in school. But I believe unless you make something as low as around $20,000 per family, you are not eligible for anything that's called a grant.
Emma, thanks. Thanks for the call. Keegan?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the dollar amount. I'm just not that familiar with them. The one caution I would say is that the federal aid programs, their limits differ from state limits for college aid programs or institutional programs. So there are for sure some institutions that have much higher limits than $20,000 where you can be eligible for thousands of dollars of aid. But to be to qualify for that, you must complete the FAFSA as part of their application process. So even though you might not be eligible for federal assistance, it still can be very important to complete the FAFSA in order to qualify for institutional or state assistance.
Let's take a call next from Jocelyn in Madison. Jocelyn, good morning.
Good morning. I love your show. My name, you know my name. So I work at the University of Wisconsin as a financial aid advisor, and I just want to say that there's College Goal Wisconsin, which happens all over the state of Wisconsin, where financial aid professionals and folks from all over come to help families complete the financial aid application. And I just encourage families to look it up. One in Madison that's happening tonight is at East High School from 6 to 8. There's also going to be one at the Urban League, not College Goal Wisconsin, but a scholarship day, helping students look for scholarships and also helping students complete the financial aid application. And Saturday is at the Urban League from like 9 to 1.
All right, Jocelyn, thanks for that call. So, Keegan, talk about the role of volunteer groups here. Jocelyn mentioned one called College Goal Wisconsin. You mentioned that in your piece. What kind of work are they doing?
Yeah, they're a group of volunteer financial aid advisors who travel to high schools around the state and take questions from parents and students, and they try to help them through the application process. They will often host events at schools where families can sit down at a computer and have a financial aid advisor kind of guide them through the process. Sometimes they are also just more of like a question and answer session. And, you know, once parents go home, they can complete the FAFSA form. So they can be tremendously helpful, particularly in schools where counselors are not financial aid experts, or there aren't a lot of counselors to really help a lot of families with their questions. And so these big events where a lot of families get together can be a great way to kind of elevate the community's education.
What role do colleges and universities play here? Should they have a stake in alerting incoming students to the resources potentially available to them?
Yes, and some colleges are actively trying to work to improve FAFSA completion rates, not only with the students who are applying to their institutions, but to schools across the state or country. So UW-Madison is one. There's some colleges active in Northeast Wisconsin that are sending their staff into high schools and trying to help students apply, complete the FAFSA form regardless of where they're applying to school. The idea being that the more people that apply for financial aid, there's more people that are going to be able to pay for college.
Any plans to follow up on this reporting?
Yeah, we'd like to continue to follow the FAFSA completion numbers in the future, because there is a push by College Goal Wisconsin and some other organizations to improve rates, and we'd like to track whether that is happening over time.
Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. His recent piece there explores why many high school seniors in Wisconsin aren't filling out FAFSA forms. Keegan, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Sean Johnson joins me, and we're going to talk about the debate over tax policy between candidates for governor in Wisconsin. You're listening to this program on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson.